The story of today is two parts to follow.
Long ago in England, there lived a little girl with her mother in a small cottage near the woods. She was called Little Red Riding Hood and was so named because her mother had made her a red hooded cape, which she wore every time she went out. Usually on Sundays, her mother would make some special treat, and on this particular Sunday, she had baked a fruit cake.
Dear, I've just made a cake for your grandmother across the woods. She's feeling a little under the weather at the moment, so I thought a treat might cheer her up. Would you be so kind as to take it to her across the way?
Oh, what fun, Mother! I haven't seen Grandmother in ever so long. And wow, that cake smells so good!
Having packed the cake in a little basket, Little Red Riding Hood was quickly sent on her way. But before she left, the active little girl was carefully warned of the dangers of the woods.
Now, dear, there are two paths to your grandmother's cottage. Remember to take the straight path. It is long but safe. There are other paths that go through the woods. They might be shortcuts, but they are very dangerous. So, don't follow any other paths. Take only the straight one to your grandmother's house, okay?
Okay, Mother.
Now go straight to your grandmother's house and come home soon, my dear.
Once outside the protection of her house, Little Red Riding Hood started thinking about the meaning behind her mother's words.
Mother's always so worried and asks me to be careful. I don't see what she is so worried about. I don't see any danger at all. In fact, the woods seem like such a nice place.
While crossing the woods, the girl soon began to feel tired. She sat down for a bit and looked all around her. But her grandmother's cottage was still a long way to go. Little Red Riding Hood had forgotten just how long and boring the path to her house was.
I wish there was a nice short way to take to her house instead. I wish I could just fly there like birds. I just love birds. Oh, what was that? I think there's a singing bird nearby. Gosh, it sings so beautifully.
Without a second thought, the girl in her excitement began to follow the sound of the singing bird until soon enough she was facing two paths. One was the long but straight path, and the other was a path going into the deepest parts of the woods. It looked like a shortcut to her grandmother's house. While Little Red Riding Hood was reflecting upon these two choices in her journey, some butterflies passed her as they were gliding through the woods. Wanting to catch them, the little girl ran after them, and before she knew it, she had entered the thickest part of the forest. The woods were a very exciting place. Colorful flowers and lots of greenery were to be seen everywhere around, not to mention interesting animals and sounds. Soon, Little Red Riding Hood found the beautiful butterflies hovering next to a tree.
What a marvelous place! I don't know why Mother thinks it's such a dangerous place to visit. She probably just worries too much.
Soon, Little Red Riding Hood busied herself in gathering some flowers to take to her grandmother. A wolf had been watching her from behind a tree and slowly and cautiously approached. The little girl saw him and became instantly afraid. She wanted to run, but the clever wolf softened his voice and lowered his eyes gently to make her relax.
Now, don't be scared, little girl. I mean you no harm. I just live here, a friend of the forest. But tell me, what business does a child have in these woods?
I was gathering some flowers to make a bouquet for my grandmother. She lives in a house across the forest. My mother has made a cake for her, which I'm to bring her as well.
Oh, how nice. But don't you think
The wolf was about to say something more when they heard the sound of somebody nearby. A woodcutter was passing through another path. As soon as the wolf saw him, he ran away.
Why did he suddenly run away like that? What a strange creature! Anyway, I'd better get going. Grandmother's probably waiting for me at this very moment.
Little Red Riding Hood hurried her steps towards her grandmother's house. But what she did not know was that the wolf had similar plans and was following closely behind. To make matters worse, Little Red Riding Hood had also foolishly given him an idea as to where her grandmother lived. So he quickly made his way over to her house and banged repeatedly on the door. As the poor old woman was expecting her granddaughter for a visit, she quickly and excitedly rushed to open it. Her hearing was not as good as it used to be, so she did not immediately take note of the strange and deep voice of the wolf answering her call from the other side.
Yes, yes, who's there? Little Red Riding Hood? Could that be you?
And before the old woman could say anything more, the wolf forced his way inside her home. Within seconds, the woman had been grabbed by the big bad wolf and locked inside a closet. Then the wolf quickly changed into one of her gowns, covering himself with a very large shawl, and got into her bed under the door. A short time later, Little Red Riding Hood arrived at the house.
Grandmother, Grandmother, open up! It's me, Little Red Riding Hood, and I've brought you a cake.
Come inside, my dear. The door is wide open.
Oh, Grandmother, there you are. I am so sorry for arriving so late. Now, don't you worry, my dear Grandmother. I'm here now, and I've brought some delicious cake, which Mother has specially baked.
That's nice.
And she sends her love as well. Here's your cake, and here are some flowers I've picked. Do you like them, Grandmother?
Oh, yes, how wonderful. And such a lovely scent from them both. Now, my dear, come over to your grandmother here so that I can give you a kiss.
But as Little Red Riding Hood drew close, she noticed that her grandmother's voice sounded very deep and strange.
Why do you sound so different today, Grandmother? What's wrong?
Oh, that. I have been sick with a cold and a cough, and my voice is not fully recovered. I know I sound like a mess.
Oh, what a shame. I hope you get better soon.
Little Red Riding Hood was just about to lean forward to give her grandmother a kiss, when once again she noticed something strange. Although the grandmother was very well covered, but she still looked to be very different.
Grandmother, why do you have such big eyes today?
Oh, so that I can see you better, my dear.
Oh, I see. But Grandmother, why do you have such big ears today?
Well, so that I can hear you better, my dear.
But Grandmother, why do you have such big teeth?
Oh, these big shiny teeth. They are so that I can eat you. Come here.
Oh no! Help! Help! Somebody please help!
Thankfully, the same woodcutter she had seen earlier that day was just then passing by the grandmother's house on his way home from the woods. He heard the little girl's cries for help and came rushing with his axe in his hand.
Hey, what's going on here? Get away from that girl right now!
The woodcutter would have attacked the mean beast had it not jumped out the window and disappeared into the woods. After freeing the terrified old woman, The woodcutter followed Little Red Riding Hood on the path leading straight to her house. From there, the little girl ran all the way home and told her mother all that had happened that day.
Oh, mother, I'm so sorry. I took the wrong path though you told me not to. And a wolf followed me to grandmother's house. And once there tried to eat me. He even locked up grandmother as well. But she's safe now. Thank goodness. A nice man. I think he was a woodcutter. Chased the mean old wolf away.
Relieved and thankful that her daughter was safe, the girl's mother blessed the woodcutter with a prayer and hugged her little girl tightly in her arms. Afterwards, she looked her daughter straight in the eyes and began to explain to her the reason for what happened.
You see, my child, this is why you should have taken the straight and safe path. Short paths in life look good because they seem to be exciting and adventurous. But as you have seen, my dear, they can also be very dangerous, which is why I warned you not to take them. No matter how long or difficult the straight path may seem, it is that which will lead you to success. And this rule, my child, you will see throughout life. On one side, you will see the tough and long road ahead, and on the other, a shorter and more exciting way to get there. It is our duty to choose wisely between them. Will you try your best to remember that in future, my dear?
Yes, Mother. Don't worry. I will never forget. I promise.
And with that solemn promise, the little girl hugged her mother tightly, safe and secure in her arms.